This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has accepted his first electoral defeat after voters narrowly rejected sweeping constitutional changes that would have greatly expanded his powers. Chavez told reporters in Caracas today that the outcome shows, in his words, that Venezuelan democracy is maturing. He added, "There is no dictatorship here." The referendum was defeated by a vote of 51-49%. It would have eliminated term limits, allowing Chavez to run for re-election indefinitely, and it would have granted the socialist president broad new powers over the economy and property. To talk about what this defeat means for Chavez and for Venezuela, Margarita Lopez Maya joins us by phone from Caracas. She's a professor of political history at the Central University of Venezuela. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
I gather that you have been a Chavez supporter in the past, but you were opposed to this referendum. Were you surprised by the result?
I guess everybody was kind of surprised by it. Even it's difficult to believe that Chavez could be defeated after having such an overwhelming victory a year ago.
Well, what does it say, do you think, that this referendum did go down?
Yes, well, I think it says a lot of interesting things. In the first part, I think it says that what we call the chavismo is just not accepting anything Chavez says. I think this was a very clear message to Chavez from people that have supported him before. Usually people have this thought that Chavez is a charismatic leader and that everybody follows him like sheep. So it didn't work out that way.
Do you think people were afraid of expanding dictatorship in Venezuela?
I think one of the things that the people were very uncomfortable was with the re-election.
That there would be no term limits, in other words.
Yes, because this history of my country, as usual as it is in Latin America, we have known many dictators and caudillos that have changed the Constitution in order to stay in power. So this was a struggle to take this out of the democracy in the 20th century, and this was like a regression.
Do you think that Hugo Chavez has to worry now about a galvanized opposition, a coalition of students and clergy leaders and business leaders who came together, and that he has to worry about them maybe in a way that he didn't have to before?
Well, honestly, I don't think this was a matter too much of the opposition, even though the opposition did a good job, was able to unite and was able to present a front and play by the rules of the game. I think this was much more the result of discomfort inside Chavismo. And I think what he has to really worry about is to unite his people, because this brought a lot of discontent.
When President Chavez said, as he did today, that this proposal is still alive, for me, this is not a defeat. What's he talking about?
He has an awful lot of resources he can use to pass many of his propositions through laws and through decrees and through policies, you know. But there are certain things that he cannot do because the constitutional reform was rejected. He cannot make a law to pass an indefinite presidential re-election because that is against the Constitution. So there are certain things he cannot do, but there are a lot of other things that he can pass through laws and decrees.
Margarita Lopez Maya, professor of political history at the Central University of Venezuela in Caracas. Professor Lopez Maya, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, huh?